In its regular update, the government said today the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits fell in the last week. These benefits help people back on their feet, but they're also a macroeconomic tool. When recessions hit, it can soften the blow by allowing people to keep spending some. Now, since the Great Recession, some states have been cutting back unemployment benefits. Michelle Evermore is a senior researcher at the National Employment Law Project. She spoke with Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
Can you give us a lay of the land? What have states and unemployment benefit programs are mostly run by states. What have they generally been doing since the recession?
States have been cutting benefits in a number of ways. One of the biggest is by reducing the number of weeks that people are eligible to receive benefits. But they've also put in place barriers for people to get benefits, like changing the definition of what suitable work would be for them to take in subsequent jobs. One requirement of collecting unemployment benefits is that you have to be ready, willing, and able to take a job. So changing the definition of suitable work means you have to take a less high-quality job as a replacement for your old job. States have also been adopting new technologies that make it harder for people to apply for benefits, that increase the digital divide as they put in new tech systems.
There's an example of that in Michigan. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, Michigan put in a system called MIDAS that apparently flagged 20,000 people for fraud, and that system is approximately 93% inaccurate. So a lot of people were falsely accused of fraudulently claiming benefits, and it was, you know, extremely traumatic for those people who are already unemployed.
Why have some states been reducing unemployment benefits and making it harder to get them in the first place? What's the purpose?
It's largely because after the last recession, states obviously found their trust funds depleted because they used them appropriately to pay out benefits during a difficult economic time. Well, so there's two ways to restore the unemployment trust fund. One is to cut benefits and one is to just put money into the fund. Many states have opted to cut benefits for workers rather than putting money in the trust fund. Cutting benefits is a response to underfunded trust funds after a recession makes the subsequent recession more difficult to recover from.
Why not just say, look, if things get bad again, the feds will take care of it?
First, it's very difficult to predict how Congress is going to react. But secondly, should states who have improved their systems and made their systems more accessible and more sufficient get the same federal complement that states who've decided to cut benefits should get? And is that fair?
Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project speaking with my colleague Sabri Benishour. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.